Thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Help Team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded line. Hello there.
Hello, my name is Eric, and I have a potential customer for Hair Relaxer lawsuit. Her name is Regina, and her phone number is 323-351-6028.
Okay.
She is on the line. Okay, I'm just connecting with her. Thank you so much.
Hi, Regina.
Yes.
Hi, it's Emmanuel. I will be the one here on a recorded line.
Okay.
I understand you're looking to see if you can participate in the settlement, correct?
Yes.
And just to confirm here, you haven't started a claim with any other firm? You haven't signed anything physically?
No.
Electronically, you'd be able to attest to that? Okay, thank you.
No.
Was it yourself or a family member that used the hair straightening chemicals and relaxers in the last 20 years?
Myself.
And were you diagnosed with which of the following? Were you diagnosed endometrial, uterine, or ovarian cancer?
Ovarian.
I'm very sorry to hear that. What date were you diagnosed?
April 24th. I'm at work right now, so I'm
April
speaking a little low.
Of this year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, April 4th. I did the surgery on the 4th.
Okay, so you were diagnosed 4/4/24?
That's when I went in to get all the tests done,
mm-hmm.
when I started noticing the symptoms.
Okay.
And then that same month, like in that rim, was when they diagnosed stage one.
Okay. So you went in for testing on 4/4. They probably got the results back like a week later, so maybe
something like that. Yeah.
So like 4/10/24.
That was a horrible day for me. I can't remember.
Okay. Yeah, I can only imagine. I'm sorry. So as a ballpark date, we'll put 4/10/24. Now, which medical center or hospital or facility were you diagnosed at?
At a Dennis White Memorial.
In what city?
Los Angeles.
Okay. You're in LA. We're in Irvine, so like 45 to an hour from you.
Okay.
So let me put this here. I have the address. It's the one on East Chavez Avenue.
Yeah, Adventist Health. Adventist Health White Memorial. It's on Cesar Chavez. I believe the address is 1720.
Yep, I see it here. Perfect. Thank you for reconfirming that. What was your doctor's name?
Jocelyn Gumbs, G-U-M-B-S.
Okay. I see it here. Perfect. And then I see here Jocelyn, and then Gumbs.
Jocelyn, I believe.
Okay. Oh.
And I hear someone there, so I'll just hold till.
No. I'm at work. I'm a CNA, so I'm.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Changing one of my pages. But I have my headphones on. So.
Okay. And
go ahead.
Confirm here that you used a hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a century.
Dark and Lovely.
Prior.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Prior to being diagnosed with cancer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so about how many times a year did you use the hair relaxer?
About 6 to 7.
6 to 7, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then, let me go to this section here.
Okay.
You're a U.S. resident, right?
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
And then do you know anybody else that used hair relaxer that ended up getting sick or no?
Not that I know.
Okay. And I know you were using the Dark and Lovely monthly. Were you mostly getting it using it at home or at a salon?
Home.
Okay. And then about how many years did you use it all together? What year did you start using it?
In 2012.
Okay. So from 2012 till around the time
March
of
2024.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty, and Let me put that there. Yeah, that's a long time. That's a solid 12 years.
Okay.
And then let me go to this next section here.
Okay.
And just to reconfirm here, your diagnosis happened 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly.
Okay.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Confirming that. And what kind of treatments have you been given?
After it was chemo.
Chemo, okay. And
mm-hmm.
You said treatment started that same month, at the end of the month?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll put like April of 2024. And was it the same doctor that was treating you? No, Dr. Gus?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Let me put that here. And then 1 second while I copy and paste this over here.
Okay.
And then can you confirm your gender for the recording?
Female.
And then will you please spell out your first and last name?
REGINAMCCLENDON.
Last name you said MC as
M.
in Charlie, and then
mm-hmm.
is it a capital C after that?
A small C, then a capital C.
Okay. So MCCLENDON.
Mm-hmm. So a small C, then a large C.
McClendon, C
L
E N.
McClendon. Mm-hmm.
Alrighty, let me put that there. And then, what would be the best email address for you?
Gina McClendon, same spelling. And 1974 at Gmail.
Okay. And then again, your cell phone 323-351-6028.
Mm-hmm.
And what would be the best mailing address for you?
The 11398 Hume, Hulme Avenue.
Okay.
In Linwood?
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
90262, right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Go ahead and pull.
And then we're just about done here. Only a couple more sections.
Okay.
This one asks if you would like to put an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones, or no?
No.
Okay. And then the last portion is just for the HIPAA medical compliance section. What is your date of birth?
Mm-hmm. 3/19/74.
And then the social?
56-65-74-335.
What are the last four? 7-4-3-5?
4-3-3-5. So 5-6-6-5-7-4-3-3-5.
Okay.
And what's the name of this law firm again? I'm sorry.
So this is going to go to A4D, and then they'll be calling you in about a week after we complete the e-signature. So I'm getting ready to generate some electronic disclosures. I won't be able to see what's on your screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see. But before I send it, I just want to make sure everything is correct. You said for your social, 5-6-6-5-4-3-3-5, right?
5-6-6-5-7-4-3-3-5.
Okay, so 5-6-5-7-4-3-3-5.
5-6-5, yeah.
Okay, 56, 57, 43, 35?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Sorry about that. I just sometimes I'm dyslexic, and I just want to make sure that, because if there's an error, then we have to do the e-signature again, and that delays your thing, and I want to make sure that I don't delay it. But it's generating
okay.
right now, and then you're going mm-hmm. to see a text message and an email. You can open up
mm-hmm.
either one. It takes you to the same spot.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hold on 1 second. Let me get my patient in this chair. I'll be right to the phone in 1 second. All right. Give me 1 minute.
Take your time.
Okay. Thank you. That way I can get I can give you my full attention. I'm not going to have to get him up. Emmanuel from Mass Torch Strategic wants you to sign. Okay. Okay, and then just go to there.
Right.
God, this is so much to read. Do you give us time to read it?
Yeah, take your time there. No rush.
Okay. Okay. Give me a second. I'm a pretty good reader. Mhm. I'm touching everything.
Okay. Take your time.
I think that's it. I think I'm finished. Okay.
All right, let me check, make sure it came through in the system.
Okay.
And, yep, you're all set. So, like I said, in
okay.
about a week or so, the firm will call you directly. They're going to introduce themselves, and then they're going to double-check the work I sent, make sure there's no spelling errors or anything like that. So even
mm-hmm.
though it'll be a shorter call than ours, it'll be a more important one just so that mm-hmm. so that they can tidy you up in your system. But other than that, I know you're at work. You're all set for now. So have a good rest of your
okay.
day. Okay. Bye.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.